neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk informs us in Parshat Devarim, Rav lachem, sov et ahar hazeh, penu lachem, safona. Shabbat shalom informed Am Yisrael that stopping by this mountain is enough. Just head toward north. Remember this pasuk? Rab lachem sov et ahar hazeh. It's enough stopping by this mountain. Just head toward north. So Harav Rav Tov brings a mashal. He says, the Simchat Torah, as we dance and we rejoice, because we have concluded the five books. There was a Yehudi that was going around the Sefer Torah and dancing. They called it Raks and Pai Kubi. He's very excited. So all of a sudden, somebody, he notices he's talking to him. So he turns around and doesn't see anybody. He hears a voice. So he tells him, do you know who I am? I'm dancing with you. He says, who are you? He says, I'm your Yetzer Hara. And I'm dancing with you, and I'm very happy for you. So what do you mean? He says, all the Torah you learn, all the mitzvot that you did, every time that you went to Beit Knesset, I was with you. You wanted to get up, I told you, no, sleep five more minutes, and I made you sleep another hour. You wanted to go to Shiur? I said, no, why you want to go to Shiur? You know, just sit down and learn. Because as you know, when you learn by yourself, then your Sefarim help you. Because the other term for the books is called sleeping pill. And then you fall asleep. Exactly. But you didn't listen to me. You went to the Shiur and you learned. So I'm very happy that you did not listen to me. I'm rejoicing for you. So I'm dancing with you because all the Torah you learned and all the mitzvot that you did, I was there. I was trying to stop you, but you didn't listen to me. You know that this voice? Are you familiar with this voice or no? For Baruch Hashem. So now here, Mashallah, Mashallah. Harav Rav Tov says that he informed him, he said, Rab lachem sov et ahar hazeh. You know what sov means?
Sam.
I'm sorry?
Sam.
No. Samech and bet. Like sevivon. When they sing, say sevivon, sov, sov, not sov, 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 sov. They say sevivon, they should turn. So he told them, it's enough to going around this mountain. What does the mountain mean? Mountain means?
Difficult.
Yetzer hara. As it's brought in Zohar HaKadosh, very soon, Ribbono Shel Olam brings a Yetzer hara by the mountain, and then he will shecht it by Shaarei Yerushalayim. So now, the tzaddikim, they start crying, Gemara says. And also, the Rishayim, they start crying. Why? Because tzaddikim, they say, wow, what a mountain you were able to climb. And Rishayim, they start crying too. Why? They say, oh, it was just it's like an ass, thin ass, hearth thread. But we couldn't do it. So now here, Mishabon should say, Rav Lachim, it's enough soul to go around this har, this mountain. You have to wake up and make him to dance with you. Why? Because if you let him to stay around, you know what happens. Now sometimes people invite the guest, and then the guest becomes a balabait. You have invited such a guest, and they come, you know, say, can I open the window? And then he says, can you move the furniture? Bend a little by little. They ask you to leave. So here, that's what the Yetzer Hara is all about. Yetzer Hara, you give him a little bit, then becomes the Balabait. So that's what Moshe Shalom, the Remez, by code is teaching us. Rab Lachem, so we go around, this is to push it away. It's a har, but the har, it's only to help us out. Nachas Shalom, to stop us. But to climb on the har, and when you go up the har, you see what happens? What do you see? Such a nice view. You know, usually the properties on the mountain, it has a greater value, right? Is that true?
True.
And also it's a fresh air, no? Yeah. Yes.
Real.
No smog, yeah. So that's what exactly the whole message here is. You should not let Yitzhak Rachas Shalom to take over. It's only what's called a siyua. It's a help to be able to do that without Hashem in a better quality. Hashem is like, you know, that Yisrael Hara will dance with us and be happy for us that we did not listen to him.
Amen.
And Hashem will give us strength and excitement to do his avodah, b'zad Hashem, b'simcha, b'tub levav, tamid, amen, k'eretzah.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.